The Anton Savage Show with Kearys.ie on News Talk.
It's the Anton Savage Show. We are live here in Greystones overlooking the back of Bray Head. Dalkey, I'm sure we could see Pat's house from here if we got a set of binoculars. You can see the Muglins, you can see Dalkey Island, you can look up to Howth, and it is a beautiful sunny day. The reason we are here is because we are teamed up with Street Feast, which organises street feasts around communities, or rather facilitates communities in organising their own street feasts all the way around the country. With me is Sam Bishop, who is CEO and Neighbourhood Network founder of Street Feast. Aubrey McCarthy, who's chairman of Tiglin, and Sinead Smith, organiser of a local street feast, which is kicking off in 3 hours, Sinead, thereabouts. Before we find out about Sinead's local one, Sam, give us the overarching purpose of street feasts. What are they and how do people get involved?
Yeah, well, Street Feast started 14 years ago now, and it's literally an opportunity to encourage people to come together and share a bit of food with their neighbours. It's simple as that.
And Sinead, you are organising this in Applewood?
Yes.
And you have no idea what anybody's cooking?
No, that's the beauty of it.
Is it though? Is that not high risk?
It's a hot pot. So I started it 7 years ago in Applewood. So we had just moved in the year before. I had a six-week-old baby and two other little kids. So it was a part, it was to be able to get to know the neighbours. I'd seen it a few months before, just registered. And just decided to run with it. I think I've always loved gathering with food. So before I came to Greystones, I lived in London and we used to run a supper club in our home. So we'd just gather loads of people and 20 people would come for food. But with the street feast, you don't have to do all the cooking. So you just say, come to the party, but you have to cook and bring your own chair.
Is there any risk, though, that your neighbours may not be able to cook?
Well, that hasn't happened so far. And then you just go, it's great. It's beautiful.
The impact that it has, because presumably once you get together and break bread, it has a bit of a legacy.
It's breaking bread. It's communing. That's exactly what it is. So I think it's becoming more and more important to do that. You know, we've all had, you know, the last few years has all been very tough and it's just tough news. It just feels like year on year on year. And I think especially for the kids in the community, the need to be able to see families gathering, smiling, being festive and actually looking forward to something, you know, so gathering to celebrate something. And there's no pressure. Like you're saying that, you know, in Applewood, we're having it. So we're having it 1 o'clock in Applewood in Side Green, everybody. So you... don't.
I should clarify, everybody means everybody in Applewood. You don't need people coming from the four corners. I'm here from Carlow. I heard there was food.
So there's no pressure, you know, with when you're hosting in your home, you're worried about what, you know, everything's to be sorted and it's one person. I can't take this. Some people say, oh, thanks so much for organising it. You know, and some people even think that I had actually organised the overall street feast. I said, no, that's Sam Bishop.
She does not. She takes credit. Now, in terms of community involvement and community engagement, I want to talk a little bit about that to Aubrey McCarthy, because Aubrey is chairman of Tiglin. And as I understand, that's one of the driving intents of Tiglin. Is that right, Aubrey?
Tiglin has always been about community, Anton. And even the building you're in is a community hub. It's called Carrigeden. Many of your listeners will know it. It's the big blue house. As you come over from Brayhead into Greystones, we're right on the seafront. And this has been set up as a housing project for people that, as President Higgins put it, have had their participation in life disrupted from homelessness, from addiction, whatever trauma. And what we created here is a housing project, and the Greystones community really bought in. So all of the guys, the girls that live in our houses, they are part of the community. They are part of the Tidy Towns, part of the Aerog football club. They're part of the drama group. And we also opened up a new cafe here called Rise at the Cove, which is the best coffee, not only in Greystones, but in Wicklow.
It's the hub of partial nudity. That's where they all are. They're all gathered in there.
Clothing is optional. Sinead created that one. But I will say, the street feast shows exactly how the community, how it can come together. And Tiglin is all about the community coming together.
Talk to me a little bit about, you describe, what was the line that you had from the president about people whose...
People who have had their participation in life disrupted. In other words, people who have come undone.
We've seen a lot recently with immigration where the housing of immigrants has become a flashpoint in local communities. Before that, there was a similar thing with people whose participation in life had come undone. That if you said, look, we're going to bring in people here who have either drug problems, mental health problems, crime problems, whatever it might be, you could have resistance from the local community. How did Tig Lynn manage to get around that and not have resistance?
I think community engagement, communication. We sat down with the stakeholders. We sat down with the local GAA, the local schools, and we just said, okay, guys, we can't do this on our own. And then when they meet Tommy or Mary, they're actually individuals. They're somebody's son, somebody's daughter. Every day of the week, Tig Lynn runs the lighthouse in the city centre, and we feed for over 500 people. So we have a street feast every day of the week. And during that, you sit down and you sit down with the people who come in, and they're people from Palestine and Coolock and Kildare. And we all sit around tables, and therefore you break bread. And that's the key point. It's people coming together, and it breaks through barriers, it reduces stigma, and that's what makes the difference.
It's one of the things, there's a study called that, the Harvard study, which I'm sure you're familiar with, but they tracked, I think, the 1932 Harvard graduating class through to today, and they still track them and their descendants and everything else, and they distill what are the common factors that tend to make people happy in life and all the rest of it. And they basically boil it down to three things, which amounts to find somebody you love who loves you, don't drink too much, and be active in the community. That they are the three common factors if you look at people's happiness and success. Sam, the driving force behind Street Feast was that latter one, getting people active in the community, getting them engaged in the community. How long is it going, and how many Street Feasts have happened at this stage?
Yeah, it's been going for 14 years. How many Street Feasts have happened? Jeepers, I suppose we started with one Street Feast up there in Newtown McKennedy, went to 30 feasts, 50 feasts. Now it's about 1,000 feasts a year on the same weekend. You've got
in a year. Wow.
Yeah. And we've kind of put out the questionnaires, and there's an average of about 90 people per feast. So you can imagine, there's about 90,000 people taking part this weekend, which is brilliant.
What's Matt Aaron saying for the rest of the day and tomorrow?
Yeah, well, that might hit us. Today's looking not too bad.
So far.
But it is coming in from southwest, so I think Kerry and Cork are going to get smashed. It's gas how you see people and they're kind of running for the gazebo or the umbrella. I think we're quite good at just kind of navigating that or finding it, or kind of saying, listen, we'll go in and we'll come back out. And last year, for example, there was a few heavy showers. People just had the crack and they were just in under the shelter. Mm-hmm. But, to come back to what you were saying there, when it comes to I think Aubrey would kind of recognise this too, that sense of belonging, a feeling that you were in a place and that you now belong there. A study showed about 5 years ago that only a third of Irish people, or people in Ireland, feel a sense of belonging with their community. And yet, when we looked at the stats around people taking part in Street Feast, over 90% of people felt that their sense of belonging had increased since being part of Street Feast. So I think that's a lovely kind of a demonstration of what can happen when you take part in Street Feast.
Streetfeast.ie, isn't that right, want to find out more? So there is still info up there and available, though obviously I suspect at this stage you're probably looking at next year for people getting involved if they haven't.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you want to take part throughout the year. But yes, next year we're going to be doing it again.
Now, Aubrey, you mentioned, and I should say, by the way, I'm talking to Sam Bishop, CEO of Street Feast, Sinead Smith, organiser of the Applewood Street Feast here in Greystones, and Aubrey McCarthy, who is chairman of Tig Lynn. You mentioned running the Lighthouse, homeless outreach in the centre of Dublin City. I spoke to Fergus Finlay on the Hard Shoulder, I think last week or the week before, and he was furious about the way that the NGOs had been characterised in terms of the tent crisis and the homelessness among asylum seekers in Dublin City Centre. One of those who's at the centre of that is Tig Lynn and the Lighthouse. What has been your reaction to that debate and discussion and Tig Lynn's role in giving out the tents?
You know, when we set up Tig Lynn 2008, so it's 16 years ago, I had chaos in my own family and I knew what addiction was like firsthand. So Phil Thompson, who's the CEO, and myself, we just said, if somebody is across the road, an old woman, and she falls, you don't look for government policy. You don't look for corporate governance to see what to do. You go over and you pick her up. So Tig Lynn was set up to help people that are vulnerable, that have come undone, no matter what their colour, their creed, their background is. One thing we've tried to do...
But what people are now saying is that you, by virtue of government policy, are locked in a bizarre circular dance where people are coming to you saying, I'm stuck, I've nowhere to live. live. You are saying, correctly from your perspective, here is a tent and here's some advice. And then 2 weeks later, the government takes and bulldozes the tent.
But the government, you see, we have to be careful. You are obliged under the 2018 EU regulations to provide the minimum substance for each individual that comes in seeking asylum. The minimum is a tent and a sleeping bag. So IPAS have worked directly with Tiglin, Mendicity, Capuchin, etc. And they've instructed those organisations that if people come to you looking for a tent and a sleeping bag, give them and then invoice us. And we've been doing this like for 16 years. In the last 6 months, we're working with IPAS. But the numbers have hugely increased. We were feeding 80 a day. At the moment, we're feeding 500 to 600. Every time they clear the tents, we have a quiet few days. And then it all comes back again. So, I don't think the Irish are against immigration, but we do need an infrastructure to back up any numbers that are coming in. And that's where the joint thinking comes. But also, you mentioned there about even the street feast and community. Sinead and myself were talking outside. She's just returned from a wedding in the UK. And there was a guy that was listening to the radio. I don't know if it's your show. I think
fingers crossed, obviously.
Hopefully so. But he was listening to the radio. I was speaking on it about community, about Tiglin. He left where he was. He was thinking of ending his life. He came through the Tiglin program. He came, lived here in this building, became part of the community, and now he's married and doing really well. Mm-hmm. So that's what community is about.
Now, there is one final thing that I have to do before we wrap up, which is when you were telling Sinead about the first street feast that you did, you said that at that stage it was 7 years ago and that you had a six-week-old baby. That mm-hmm. six-week-old baby is now 7 years of age, and by coincidence, today is her birthday. So it do you is. Want me to do the needful, or will you? I'll do the needful. All right. A huge happy birthday to Lucy. Hope 7 years of age is all that it is cracked up to be. Does she know what she's getting at this point?
She has opened all her presents.
Has she? Did she do well? What did she get?
She did very well. She got a slushy maker.
Oh.
So she can make her own slushies. Awesome. And a little digital pet that she doesn't have to take for a walk.
Amazing. Ooh. Is she going to make slushies at the street feast?
Yes.
Brilliant. Well, we look forward. If you want to get one of Lucy's slushies, knock by the Applewood Street Feast. Big thank you to Sinead Smith, organiser of the local street feast, and mom to Lucy, likewise to Aubrey McCarthy, chairman of Tiglin, and Sam Bishop, CEO of Street Feast.
The Anton Savage Show with Kiri's.ie on News Talk.